Lock Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. We're going to see if we got reconnected. We're having some issues here. Let's see here. We need a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Is that you, Pastor Wynn? I'm connected here. Evangelist Sharon, are you hearing me?
Can hear you. Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Pastor, she must have went over to the other channel. Okay. We're right now. So we're going to continue on with, we were talking on yesterday, the revelation of the grace of God. Well, that's Pastor right there. She give us a word of prayer. Pastor Bill, could you give us a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're praying and asking you, Father God, to have your way, Father God, in our study today. Father God, we ask that you bless our pastor, our teacher, our friend. Continue to use him mightily, Holy Ghost, as he brings this, Father God. And we ask that you bless all those who ask us to keep them in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus, that will be done, Lord. Lord, just open up our hearts to receive the word today, Father God, and we're just thanking you, Lord, seeing the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Father God, and especially on our, as he teaches. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Pastor, did you find Titus 3, verses 4 and 5 from me, please?
Well,
we're going to cut everything what we ate yesterday. I'm sorry?
Pastor. Would you repeat that? I heard the verses.
The book of Titus. Yeah, the book of Titus, the third chapter, fourth and fifth verses. The book of Titus, the third chapter, fourth and fifth verses. Now, why she find that, brothers and sisters, let me say, we're talking about revelation of the grace of God, God's revelation about grace. And he had really given this to Paul to show unto the church. And it's worth noting, on yesterday we talked about, well, I'm losing my signal here, but as long as y'all hear me, okay. And we was talking about the revelation. Revelation is...
Okay, Pastor, we can't hear you. Go ahead and read the scripture to a pastor who's able to come back in. Titus, the third chapter, and verses 3 and 4 from the King James. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hatred, and hating one another. But after kindness and of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he does by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Let me read that fifth verse again. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according mercy he does by the washing of regeneration and renew of holy. Amen. And verses 4 and, well, 3 through 5 from the New Living Translation, a new birth through the Holy Spirit. Okay, not too far. That third verse. The third verse of Titus. in case you didn't. That is the third chapter. Once we too were foolish and disobedient, we fled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of and envy, and we hated each other. But when God, Savior, revealed kindness and love, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So we kept the revelation of grace. And that was God's grace. When it talks about that new, that this verse says, according to his mercy, he saved us. That's by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that's the
Okay. I had lost you guys. Are you still there, Pastor? Okay. Could you read Titus 3 verses 4 and 5, please?
Okay. Reading from the King James. But after that, the kindness and love of God, I say, for man appears of righteousness, which had done according to his mercy, he saved us as of faith and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. So you have another scripture, another version?
Yes, I'm going to read it from the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay.
The Message Bible. But when God, our Son and loving Savior, God stepped in, he saved us from all. It was all. People walk in a new life of generosity. God has restored our relationship with him and given that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like this. Most scholars accept Titus 3, verse 4 and 5 as the scripture or definition of grace. And when I think about the scripture, it says, only is it a God merited favor, but it says, for we ourselves also, we sometimes foolishly disobedient, deceiving, serving devils, lust and pleasures, living with malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. He says, but, that's the key word right there, but, After that, the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, toward man appears. So it's this grace that God expresses. God's love is expressed. Matter of fact, that's one of his characteristics. That's one of his attributes, is grace. And that's the hidden part that people don't perceive, because mercy comes. I said on yesterday, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. See, mercy is there because mercy expresses God's love. That's that hidden grace. Paul used this in order, in most of his epistles, grace, mercy, and peace. In 1 Timothy 1 and 2, also in 2 Timothy 1 and 2. I hope you all are hearing me. I'm having all kinds of internet problems. But God's characteristics, that's his nature. Grace is his nature. In 1 Peter 5 and 10. Can you read that, Pastor? Because I'm having trouble trying to get these scriptures. 1 Peter 5 and 10.
Okay, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 5, 10. But the God of all who has called us turning eternal glory after that has suffered a while. Perfect that. It is a lot of feedback,
okay.
But I'll read it.
I'm just going to bind it up in the name of Jesus right now. I just say, all the saints, stop praying for the next 2 minutes. Just pray this thing up off of here, because there's a word here that God wants someone to hear, and the enemy don't want you to hear about God's grace. Grace. And maybe you won't read the scriptures. I'll just tell you, grace comes to us from God the Father. So because it is a gift, it's part of what God imparts in us, is his nature. And that's part of his characteristic, is grace. And that's what to be living in us. Grace is in hallelujah. So grace comes to us from Christ Jesus. So when we read 1 John 1, 14, it says he was full of grace. That word full means that it was overwhelming. So he got enough grace for all of us to share it so we can share it. See, we don't have that grace so we can say, oh, well, you know, we saved and we're holy and we all of this. No, he's giving you that grace so you can share. So he says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, you need that grace. You're going to see people, just like in Titus there, you're going to find liars, you're going to find all kinds of spirits out there, disobedient, people talk foolishly like they ain't no God, man pleasers, malice, envy, hateful. I mean, you're going to find that. So you're going to need the grace of God to overcome that. That's why this is so important, to know that this is the revelation that God has put in you. He wants you to use it. Jesus was full of this stuff. He was full of this grace. John gave a testimony of the grace by Jesus Christ over in 1 John 1:17. And we'll get to that as soon as I can get some real good internet. But it's called the Spirit of Grace, which comes from the Holy Ghost. It comes from the Holy Spirit. The promise. This was one of God's promises. The promise of the Spirit of Grace was given to Zechariah 12 and 10. Underline that in your Bible. That's the revelation of grace. It had been promised to us. So you got the Holy Spirit, those declaring and decreeing that you have the Holy Spirit, know that grace is in there. You shouldn't act outside of that. So the scripture, the scripture definition for grace was given in Titus, like I said, but I want you also to know in verses 6 and 7, we are to be renewed by the Holy Spirit, which is shed aboard in an abundant way from Christ, so we can share it.
Yeah.
That's why you should be able to get people saved. You should be able to lead to people to the Lord. I don't care what they got on. I don't care what they smell like. Overseer, he was talking to me about this one lady. People was just, oh, she smells so bad. But the grace in her said, well, so what? But you know what? That's what love says anyway. Love says so. When you read John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world, it's so. I don't care about what you've done. You could far less care. I know man doing. I know you've been taught. Oh, you ought to care about your sin. No, God don't care about that. See, if you get the grace of God up in you, that stuff will leave. It'll go away. And Overseer was telling me, and she was witnessing to these ladies and took them somewhere, I don't know. But everybody was saying, why are you messing around with these people? They don't smell right. They don't do this. They don't do that. See, that's what the grace of God does. The grace of God will make you get in the ditch, pick up somebody that's drunk, smell. This happened to me. This happened to me in Harlan, Kentucky. God is my witness. This time, nobody wanted to be bothered with it, but I didn't smell nothing. He was smelling. You want to know a good story of the grace of God? Look over at Luke 10. The story of the Samaritan, the preacher came down and he saw the guy, but he crossed over and went on. Then there came down the Levite. That was his job. The Levite job was to look after the poor, but he crossed over. By chance, the Bible said there came a certain Samaritan who was moved with compassion. See, he had the grace in him. He had the love of God. So he got off of his beast, one-seater. You know, sometimes we don't want folks to ride in our cars if they don't have the right kind of clothes or the right attire. They just ain't, no, I ain't messing up my car. See, grace don't say that. Grace said, let me get off the beast. Let me get off this beast. And he reached down and grabbed the guy, bandaged up his wound. Now watch this. Watch this. After he bandaged up his wound, there was a one-seater. So he had to walk. And he put the man on his beast. Read Luke 10. It's there. And he took the man to the inn. And watch grace. Watch grace. Grace said, whatever else you can do for him, take care of him. And when I return on the morrow, I'll pay you. Jesus said, now, if you want eternal life, go do this. Don't go talk about it. Go do it. Go do it. See, that's what God does. When you see somebody in need, grace, you know what? And God's grace is precious, brother and sister. You got to know what's in you. See, that's the revelation that I'm trying to get to everybody. God showered us with his mercy, his love, by his death, his son, on the cross. Even though we wasn't fit to live, wasn't fit to die. And the Bible says Jesus went to the cross. And he enjoyed doing it. He loved doing it. It didn't bother him at all to go. Because he had forgiveness. See, that's another thing. Forgiveness of sin according to his grace in Ephesians 1 and 7. Now some of y'all say, well, what that got to do with me? You are a minister of reconciliation. Let me give you some real revelation. Do you realize that you can stand in the gap for someone? Do you realize if you ran into somebody, the grace of God in you, get that person saved? I know what you say, oh, well, can't nobody save God. That's right. Can't nobody save God, but you ain't read 2 Corinthians 5:21. You are an ambassador. That's what you are. You're an ambassador. So if you tell somebody, hey, you're going to be saved in the name of Jesus, heaven going back. You know why? Because you have dual citizenship. And not only that, is Christ in you. Want everybody saved. That's God's will. See, we're justified by grace, brothers. So in order for man to be justified or made right, have peace with God, he got to deal with grace. That's what Titus 3:7 is talking about, and also Romans 3:24. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's for the forgiveness of sin. Then grace goes beyond that. Remember, that's how you got saved. We're saved by grace. It's God's kindness toward us. It ain't nothing you did. You can go to church 1,000 times. That won't save you. Once you open up your heart and you accept the gift of God, you do Romans 10:9-10. If you'll confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. God expresses his love toward giving. God expresses his grace toward helping those who can't help themselves. And that's what grace is. It's an unmerited favor. You can't pay it back. But I tell you what, y'all, we're going to, I want, if you all would, to bind up that devil. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to bind him up. And we're going to speak that word tomorrow. All right. If anybody have anything to say, want to edify somebody, want to build up somebody, we're going to let you do that right now. Hallelujah. Anyway.
Good afternoon. This is Overseer William.
Yes.
I just said when I came on, talking about grace, we got to realize something. I know I'm getting feedback. We got to realize that we forget about we get grace.
Anyone else? That's you, Pastor.
I was just praying that the mind of this vaccine, and I'm reminded of going off the lesson, but we're going to pray. But the word of God says in Matthew 18, and starting with the 18th verse, verily I say unto you, whatsoever on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth, as It shall be done. My Father receives them. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus, and the backseat of the hindrance of time of going to revive the so that this word is clear that it will be the next amen. Praise God, praise God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for his word. God's grace. I'm thankful for God's grace in my life. Help me. Amen. Turn my life around. Amen. For the love of those who
Thank you.